This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit flood-ravaged Punjab on Tuesday to review the situation. Confirming Mr. Modi's visit, State BJP President Sunil Jakhar, in a social media post, said, "The Prime Minister is deeply concerned about the crisis and is closely monitoring developments." Mr. Jakhar reiterated that the central government stands firmly with the people of Punjab. Earlier, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan visited the state to evaluate the situation. Additionally, two central interministerial teams have been deployed in the state to assess the damage caused by the floods. Meanwhile, Punjab is slowly returning to normalcy after floods caused extensive damage to land, property and livestock. In hockey, India defeated South Korea 4-1 at Rajgir in Bihar to lift the Men's Asia Cup for the fourth time. For India, Dilpreet Singh scored 2 goals, while Sukhjeet Singh and Amit Rohira struck 1 each. Dane Sun hit 1 goal for Korea. The Indian team remained unbeaten in the tournament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian men's hockey team for their splendid win in the Asia Cup 2025 held in Rajgir, Bihar. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this win is even more special because they have defeated the defending champion South Korea. The Prime Minister said that this is a proud moment for Indian hockey and Indian sports. He also prayed for the country's players to continue to scale even greater heights and bring more glory to the nation. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear today a batch of pleas challenging the Election Commission's 24 June decision to conduct a special intensive revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in poll-bound Bihar. A bench of Justices Surya Kant and Joy Mallya Bagchi will consider responses from parties such as Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD and the All India Majlis-e-Ittehadul Muslimeen AIMIM and other petitioners. The Election Commission has submitted the 99.5% of the 72.4 million electors in the draft electoral roll had submitted their eligibility documents during the SIR process. The court had earlier directed the commission to allow excluded voters to submit claims online in addition to making physical submissions as part of the SIR exercise. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs and senior BJP leader Kiran Rijiju said that the training program of BJP's MPs is going well in New Delhi. Talking to the media after concluding the first day of the workshop, Mr. Rijiju said that the workshop is very organized and, as always, the culture of BJP is extremely professional. He added that Prime Minister Narendra Modi was present in all the training sessions. Mr. Rijiju said that MPs from NDA parties will also join the workshop today. He said that Prime Minister Modi will make the concluding remarks at the valedictory event of the workshop. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over isolated places over Gujarat and Rajasthan. The IMD also predicted heavy rainfall over Puducherry, Karaikal and Uttarakhand today. In archery, India's men's compound team scripted history by winning its first ever gold medal at the World Championships in Gwangju, South Korea. In chess, India's Divya Deshmukh scored her first win in the open category of the FIDE Grand Swiss 2025. And that's the end of this news bulletin.